In the aftermath of a disaster, psychologists say that artistic expression can often help victims as they struggle to rebuild their lives. From painting to music, art can bring comfort to people in need. In that vein, students from five local high schools, many of them displaced by the fire, have formed a choir that's performing for other affected children. They want to use the power of song to heal their community. Laura Wenis has our story.
You're hearing the voices of more than 120 students from five different high schools, captured on tape by other students. They're standing in a protective circle around a group of elementary school kids who are sitting on the floor of a gym. This is the Voices Strong United choir. A lot of the kids in this choir have had their lives turned upside down. So have the younger kids who are listening, and so have their teachers.
I was teaching on that day.
Sam Gronseth is a music teacher, recently retired from Paradise High School. He was displaced by the camp fire and is staying with a friend in Chico. He stepped forward when Dan Labar was looking for someone to lead the project.
Sam knew the educators involved. He brought five different high schools together.
Labar is the principal of Inspire School of Arts and Sciences, a charter high school based in Chico.
When the fire hit, Inspire were one of the leading art schools in our region. And so what we know here at our school with the arts and with many schools is that it can be healing and restorative. And there's all sorts of qualities that can bring people together. It's what binds us in many ways with our humanity. And with Paradise, as the days unfolded, it just came to me that we need to be a responder.
They pulled together the choir and its repertoire quickly, at a time when many of the singers weren't able to go to rehearsals.
We actually made tapes, put them online, and the kids latched onto that with the music that they'd sent us, and the kids put it all together because they have the skills to do that.
Gronseth's network picked songs that spoke to what so many of the students and staff had just experienced.
So here are the three songs that we chose. And so Rise Up by Andra Day has some great lines to it about being broken and tired. The encouragement from that is to rise up. You Will Be Found is from Dear Evan Hansen, and the message here is you are not alone. As a matter of fact, there's a place in here where the choir starts singing in unison, you are not alone. And then other parts come in, and other parts come in, and other parts come in. So the thing we began doing is, as we're encircling the kids, going and grabbing the hand of a kid and having them stand in our circle with the choir.
16-year-old Matilda Crolder, a senior at Inspire, lost her home to the fire. She says the performances make students feel understood and heard.
At the first rehearsal, actually, the question was asked, raise your hand if you have lost your home in the fire. And looking around the room and seeing the number of hands raised was pretty impactful. But even though a lot of people had lost their homes or were displaced, they were still singing together. And I think a lot of people need that.
There are still some local students Gronseth says the choir needs to sing for, but he's already looking into the possibility of taking the choir on tour.
I think it's important for us to give these kids who have lost so much opportunities that maybe they wouldn't have normally. I would love to take kids, many in these choirs that who have lost their homes, who've lost everything, really, walked away from the fire with the clothes they were wearing, and be able to travel with them and allow them to reflect the struggles that they have had within this whole situation, maybe reflect those to the rest of the community.
As their schools and lives continue to change, the students in the Voices Strong United Choir will continue to sing to each other, showing one another they're not alone. For North State Public Radio, I'm Laura Wenis.